In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Although we are in the Pentecost now, but today is Wednesday. And as you know, according to the rites of our beloved church, every Wednesday we remember Judas the traitor, that disciple who did not believe in God and betrayed him, and who loved money and sin much more than his master, our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we find that the gospel of today is speaking about the Jews who were unfortunately offended in our Lord Jesus Christ, and they did not raise the level of believing him as a son of God or as the Messiah. And in the dialogue that happened between our Lord Jesus Christ and the Jews, he said to them that Moses gave you the law, and no one of you carried it out. No one of you worked on it. And this is a very important point. He said to them, for example, Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the Father. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made the man completely when on the Sabbath? Just one point I want to speak in few minutes today. The rites are put for the man, not the man for the rites. يعني الطقوس اتعملت للإنسان مش الإنسان لأجل الطقس. Exactly like what our Lord Jesus Christ said today. He said, the Sabbath was put for the man, not the man for the Sabbath. In another word, all the rites that the Lord put in the Old Testament or in the New Testament are not something above the man. No, these are for the benefit of the man. That's why everyone in our church, when he understands the rites, the readings, the sacraments, spiritually, will feel that the church does not put burden on our shoulder. On the contrary, the church helps us through these rites to live a spiritual life and to inherit the kingdom of heaven, and to gain the forgiveness of our sins, and to be in a very good relationship with God. For example, we have the prayers. The church puts 7 prayers a day. When I look at it, 7 prayers a day. How come? How come that I may find the time to pray 7 times a day while I'm studying, while I'm working, while I'm having business? How many hours in the day from which I can have 7 times to pray? If we look at it in this way, then the rites will be on my shoulder like a heavy load. But on the contrary, I say, oh my Lord, these 7 prayers are put to let me live with you in the prime with the resurrection, in the terce with the Holy Spirit, in the 6 with your crucifixion, and the 9 when you delivered your spirit, and the Vespers when you put down your body from the cross, and the compline when they buried you. So I live with you all the day. So these prayers were put not to make me pray and pray and pray without understanding. No, these were put to let me live with my Lord Jesus Christ. How can I do that? Very simply, if just I be able to memorize one psalm or two psalms for every hour, beside the gospel and the litanies, wherever I am, at the meantime I can lift up my heart and pray this in few minutes, at least, not to have tick in heavens that I prayed the 6th hour, no, but to live with our Lord Jesus Christ in his crucifixion at the noon time, or with the Holy Spirit at 9 o'clock a.m., and so on. So the point that I want to emphasize is exactly like what our Lord Jesus Christ said to them: the law was put for us, not us for the law. The rights were put for us, not us for the rights. If we are clever enough and wise enough to recognize the wisdom of the church, who helped us or is helping us with these prayers, we will not skip any prayer during the day. And what we say about the prayer, we will say about the fasting, we will say about the confession, we will say about the repentance, the Holy Communion, and all the sacraments that the church prepares these sacraments for us. And actually, I gave some of the people this homework, and they said, search in the 4 Gospels. It was a topic 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago in the servants class, but I was very pleased of it. I give it to everyone as a homework. After resurrection, until the ascension, our Lord Jesus Christ founded many sacraments in the church. Try to find these sacraments, not from the whole gospel, no, just after the resurrection, until the ascension of the Lord, he was meeting and appearing to his disciples. And in this period, when you read the last chapters of the 4 gospels, you will discover that the Lord himself founded these 7 sacraments. That's why the church from the beginning recognized that and lived from day one, when the Holy Spirit came down from heaven, as you will read in chapter 2 in the Acts of Apostles. The church lived the sacraments from day one, from the first day. We pray from all our life to recognize that all the rites and the sacraments which were put for us is not a must for us only, but it is a beneficent for us. It's for our sake. It's to help us to live here in heavens, and there in the kingdom of heavens eternally. Glory be.